This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Speed is Emotional is going to be on stage at the Meteor this weekend, February the 21st and 22nd, as part of the 2026 Hamilton Arts Festival. Creative powerhouse, I suppose you could say, Joe Randerson unpacks their diagnosis, neurodivergent parenting. Sad songs, men taking their time, so much more, and Speed is Emotional, a play about ADHD and so much more. Funny as hell. It is produced by Barbarian Theatre from Pōneke, and Joe is very much involved in this as the creator, performer, and driving force behind it, and it's very much a personal experience, I would think. Joe joins me now to discuss that. Kia ora, Joe. Thanks for joining me this morning. Appreciate it.
Kia ora, Mike Morena. Yeah, lovely to be here. Yeah, glad to be in Whangarei, just looking out at a beautiful maunga that I don't know the name of, but I hopefully will learn soon. But yeah, really, we're really stoked to be here.
This sounds like such a personal project, is it?
Yeah, you're totally on the money with that. It's very personal. I guess I have, been writing plays, making shows. Did a beautiful piece up here about 10 years ago called Crash Mob with the Northland Youth Theatre. Doing all this thing, and then I was like, I need to go back to my roots of being a performative storyteller. You know, I started doing lots of stand-up and my own sketch shows and things, and I just felt like I need to express what's going on for me.
Mm.
Often say it felt like a volcano that was kind of erupting, because I guess I'd been parenting then two beautiful tamariki for about 15 years, and my youngest son had got a diagnosis of ADHD, which then followed on to me getting my own diagnosis of ADHD, which this is such a common experience. I'm sure lots of listeners will have had this happen or know something's happened to, but yeah, a lot of women in particular do get diagnosed later with ADHD. I think a combination of things, like ADHD is on the rise. We didn't know so much about it back probably when I was in my 20s and kind of going through mental health issues and trying to figure out what was going on. But also I think it's very much been a boy's disease, not disease, my gosh, that is such the wrong word, I'm sorry, a condition. Now, in the last sort of 5 to 10 years, people have been realising how it presents in women and femmes. I think all of this kind of happening, and also just having gone through this parenting, I was like, oh my God, I got to get on stage. I got to just express what's happening for me. So, yeah, that's how it came about. We premiered it with Silo Theatre last year in Tamaki Makaurau, and then we've been on tour at a couple of festivals, and about to go and play at the Aotearoa Festival of the Arts in Pōneke, but yeah, stoked to be able to bring it up here to Whangarei and also Kirikiriroa. We'll be going afterwards.
Is it still evolving, or with the performances that you've done so far, have you pretty much got it nailed as to what it looks like?
Oh, I love that question. It's very strong in what it is, Mike. Like, I did a presentation, I call it like the storyteller version, without costumes, without any set or anything like that. I did that a couple of years ago at a theatre conference, and I was like, I don't know if this is a thing or not. I'll put it out here. But that got this very strong response. I think it's clear kind of gut impact in what the show is about. In a way, that's always been there. However, because we are quite a creative bunch of a team who work on this, like it's a beautiful composer and musician, Elliot Vaughan, who does all the sound for the show and also is just alongside me on the stage. Yeah, he's very much into that sort of gig culture, like letting things evolve. Hey, why don't we try this tomorrow night so that we're not just stuck on the same thing. So it is still, we're sort of reworking bits, finding new things. Also, I guess, you know, the conversation about ADHD is changing all the time as well. For example, things like there was a time where people would call it a superpower, but a lot of the community has said that kind of glosses over the pain and difficulty with the condition as well. Like, there's so many great things about it, but it also is challenging. So yeah, there's kind of like, I think as the conversation evolves in society and with an audience, you know, I start to feel what is deeply resonating. And also, Mike, I guess I'm always learning more about myself, so there's more nuances to unfold.
Right, yeah. Fair enough. I want to talk about the ins and outs of the structure of the play and the performance in just a moment, but you touched on something a wee while, or just a couple of sentences ago, when you talked about the first time you did this and putting it out there, wondering, is this a thing or is it not? Mm. With something so so much from yourself coming into this, not sort of creating an artificial environment with characters that have no basis in your reality, this is very different. It must have been quite exposing for you to do that and wonder, are people ready to hear this, or is this going to resonate, or is it too personal?
Absolutely, yes. I think that was the feeling that I had when I sort of put it out there. It's funny, in a way, I guess I didn't think about how personal it was. I know that sounds weird, because I think the driving force of it was just like, this is a story that I just have to tell, which in a way has been kind of often the way that I approach making art. Like, it comes from a really personal place. But yeah, I guess you're right, I did start before, yet people say, oh, this is a very exposing show. Are you all good with that? And yeah, I am. I mean, I thought very carefully about some bits in it, particularly when I talk about my whānau, because, you know, my son and his ADHD, like, that's his story to tell. And I did think about it being more of a family show, but then I realised that it needed to kind of be focused around my experience, because I'm the one who's doing the storytelling. So yeah, very kind of careful about that. But also, I just think I'm at this point in my life where I'm like, I don't care, Mike. I just sort of want to, like, let it out. Well, that's how I felt when I did the first one. I was like, let the audience tell me whether this is resonant or not. And because I got that really strong first response, I just kept going. But yeah, I do sometimes get up there and be like, whoo, you're saying quite a lot, but I'm happy to do it. Because I think we need to be talking about this and about mental health, and especially with our young ones. And to be honest, sorry, I know I've talked a lot, Mike, that's a kind of ADHD classic thing, but also with grandparents and the next generation up, because there's a lot of this intergenerational, you know, like, sometimes older generations are like, we don't believe neurodiversity is real, or, you know, we have our own ways of managing it, so we don't want to call it anything. And I absolutely respect that with people. But also that can make it harder if you've got a younger generation who are sort of struggling with it and do want to, you know, name it and talk about it. And I think diagnosis is helpful, but I do also know that it can make things get stuck. And there's also so much intersectional identity. Do you know what I mean? Like, yep. It's not a free pass to just, like, not try in your life.
Yeah, fair enough. I guess once you had that response with testing it, it became less of a personal experience and more a shared one at that point as well. You realised, you know, you've hit on something that others can relate to.
Yeah.
Very strongly.
Nicely said. Yeah.
Let's talk about the structure of the performance now. I called it a play because it's storytelling, but it's in a sense it's really a show because it's a... It's individual, isn't it?
Yeah, you're totally right. I guess it definitely sits in theatre because it's very theatrical. There's beautiful costume work by Stephen Janelle Park, and Isabel McKinnon did a beautiful job of directing it. Becky Boyce lighting, like, there's all those elements. It's not me just kind of saying my story on a chair. I could never sit down that long anyway, but... But yes, it is less of a play. I mean, I feel that in a way, I feel strongly in my art practice that it's always coming from the maker. It's always coming from me, but sometimes it's more, the metaphor is clearer. And I think if I look back at a lot of my work, in the past, I can see it was sort of, like I say this line in the show, in Speed is Emotional, I say that all my stories about a weirdo looking for other weirdos in a place that feels like home. And in a way, I look back at all my other plays and I'm like, yep, there it is again, same story. But, with a much stronger metaphor, whereas in this play, the character is Joe, it is me. There's nothing I say on stage that is not true. But yet at the same time, it's a totally, a theatrical experience.
Is it a solo work?
Yeah, it's mostly a solo, but we have some sort of surprise guests at the end who are my family.
Right.
And that, I guess, came from, like I said, at first I thought it might be a family show, but then I realised that that was not not really fair to my kids who are, 13 and 16 to sort of like leap in and start devising something that they might not necessarily want to be sort of speaking about. So, but because they're such, we're so bound up in each other's lives, that, they appear at the end. It's sort of a, sort of a little surprise, but I'm happy to let you guys know.
Okay.
Yeah.
The notes that I have about the show are that the performances are described as relaxed. So those who need to move about during the production are free to do so or take a break. And you've also got the second performance on the Sunday here in Hamilton. You're using New Zealand Sign Language as an add-on to what you're doing. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, very happy to. Yeah, we're very excited. This will actually be the premiere in Whangarei of our NZSL integrated version. And what that means, as distinct to a interpreted version, the interpreted version where the sign language interpreter stands at the side of the stage in their own little light and they kind of interpret the show, sign the show. But in an integrated version, the performer is worked into the choreography and the movement and the heart of the show. So for us, it's like Pollyanna Ferguson is our beautiful signer who's on stage, who is deaf, and as far as I'm aware, this is actually the first time that this has happened in Aotearoa. There have definitely been integrated performances before. Sian Parker does beautiful Sorry for Your Loss, where there is an interpreter on stage with her, but that interpreter is hearing, so they know where they're up to in the show alongside the performer. But in our show, Pollyanna and I just are sort of often looking at each other and hoping that we're in sync. I mean, we have lots of signals with each other to kind of go, is that where you are? And it also is like, I think sometimes the slight miscommunication is part of it, or is the funny part of it too. Pollyanna is a very, very fast person and very, very funny performer. I really love working with her. So it's for us, it just feels like another sort of theatrical layer to the show, if that makes sense. When the musician brings in music, you're sort of figuring out how to work that in, and you have to give a bit of space. And I'm really, really excited that we get to premiere that up here.
I think it's a remarkable breakthrough and groundbreaking for performance in New Zealand. I wonder whether we'll see more of that total integration of that other layer that is going to be able to make what you're doing so much more accessible to another range of people.
Exactly. I really hope we see more, because it's just been beautiful to work with, and it's made us way more physically performative, in that beautiful way that signing makes your whole body and your face come involved. And always when I'm in a signing community, I just get so excited because everyone's expressing themselves physically, which is something that I find very helpful. Yeah, I find it hard when people are just sitting still and just saying the words. I get a bit lost.
Fair enough. I really wish we had longer to talk, Joe, because there's so many questions I've got about this. But probably I just want to leave it on the message that this is a show that is accessible to all, and that means you don't really necessarily have to have had direct experience with someone with ADHD in order to get something out of what you're going to be presenting on stage.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think definitely all age groups. We've had very young, 8-9-year-olds come and have a great time. Lots of people all through the generations have loved it. Yeah, and I think you're right. In a way, it really is a celebratory show. It's very funny. It's a good time. It moves fast. And there's a lot to sort of talk and think about. It's really about just that we all are kind of have different paces and different speeds, and none is right and none is wrong, but just, you know, how do we coexist with each other and find some joy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really appreciate your time this morning, Jo. I know that you're a very busy person and there's so much to organise with all this, and you're in the middle of touring it as well, which is more than just a day job. It goes on and on. Best of luck for the rest of the tour, especially when you come to Hamilton. It's going to be lovely to see you here in Kirikiriroa and have you as part of the Arts Festival. I'm sure that what you achieve down here is going to set a new standard for other things to happen in the future too.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike. Really nice to talk to you. No, always happy to make time.
Thank you so much. Jo Randerson there, who is the creator and performer for Speed is Emotional, on stage at the Meteor Theatre this Saturday and Sunday, the 21st and 22nd. Tickets are available through the Meteor website, or through the Arts Festival website, actually, as well, I think. Jo is also artistic director for Barbarian Theatre Company, which is the company producing Speed is Emotional. I suggest you get your tickets nice and early.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.